Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brandon Bean is wrapped up with the Buffalo media. Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, also scheduled to speak. Allen's first comments since Diggs was traded. I think there is actually, I've been meaning to watch this on YouTube. Ryan Horvat Golf 9 days ago posted a 1 hour and 3 minute video of him and Josh Allen in a golf match against each other. So I don't know when that was recorded though. Was that pre-Diggs trade? Was that after the Diggs trade? I haven't watched it yet. I tend to think that if Allen said anything about Diggs in that we would have heard about it. You know, 700,000 viewers. If he said something, I'm imagining someone would have made it. One of those would have made it to Twitter, and then we would have seen it secondhand. Sal Capaccio is down at One Bills Drive. All right, Sal, what a headliner from Brandon Bean's press conference. What do you think?
I don't know if there's a headliner, right? I mean, he kind of was basic, you know, kind of sticking to the script, kind of close to the vest on draft stuff. I do think, though, that, you know, when you read the quotes about trading top 10, no one in the top 10 is going to call us. Well, doesn't mean, can someone, what about you calling them? He's like, well, there's no rule. I can call them. I mean, that kind of, when you look at it, you hear how he says it, the body language. I think, you know, people want to read into it a certain way. Here's how I read into it. He's being honest, which is he's not going to get many calls from teams in the top 10 to move down to 28. Nobody's going to call him to do that, Joe. It would have to take him calling up and really making it worthwhile for someone to, you know, even continue that conversation. That's going to be tough to do. I'm not ruling out that he wouldn't want to do that, but he even said to the media, you think they'd take my call? Like, come on, guys. Like, that's a really big jump. Now, it doesn't mean he can't do it. But I do think, though, you know, he talked about, you know, a move more into the teens or the 20s, like something like that. Maybe teams would be, you know, more willing and more realistic. So I think we have to at least continue that conversation that that's possible. I also thought it was notable. I think a trade down could be even, you know, like in the cards in some sort of scenario based on how he spoke about not having 28 first round grades. More than last year, but not 28. And he said he thinks there's a bigger gap. I thought this was interesting. Bigger gap between the top of round two to the bottom of round two for their grades than there is maybe from the bottom of round one to the top of round one. So, Joe, does that mean maybe trading down a little bit, getting more value and adding another, you know, pick along the way? That could be something he might want to do.
I think the fact that he even brought up the story of Dalton Kincaid last draft and that they could have moved back, and maybe even he's saying they would have if Kincaid wasn't there, and the first-round grades comment. Like, yeah, I'm definitely thinking after this press conference, like, oh, yeah, he could move back. I don't know that I want to predict it, but I also, you know, I can imagine what you would say to me in a week if they traded down out of the first round. He would say, I don't think we should be that surprised, right? He just kind of gave light to this a week ago.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm like, hey, we're going to be here next Thursday night, a week from now, and we're going to be sitting here. And last year, the 28th pick was made at 11:30 p.m. And if we're sitting here at 11:30 and the Bills are on the clock and suddenly like, hey, they just traded their first round pick, we could walk out of here at midnight and they had not made a pick throughout the day. And that might just be what happens, Joe. And then all of a sudden you get to day number two and now you have an extra pick because guess what? Let's go back to what he said at the owners meetings. Very disappointed they didn't get that third round pick. They were upset about that. I think he would like to get that third round pick back. That's more capital. I did ask him about next year's second. Does it make it, you know, a little bit more likely or easier, I guess, to make a deal now that you have that second next year? And he said it's all capital, of course, right? Now that it's all capital, you have it. But you're generally talking about, you know, if you want to move up, you're probably talking about giving up next year's first. Now, if you want to do something a little different later on, you have that second next year that you can play with a little bit.
Yeah. He basically confirmed, Reitzel, that they'll do something at wide receiver without giving away like exactly what they do and how much they'd spend. He defended his core, but I mean, he said the words, you know, I'd still like to do something.
Well, here's what I think. I'm going to ask you. Do you believe, and again, when we say this, it's not that, you know, I'm not going to sit here and go, Brandon Bean's a liar, but he's going to say things, not going to give away leverage. That's why they say things, not to give away leverage. Do you believe him when he says, we don't really need a number one wide receiver in this offense? Josh Allen doesn't need a number one wide receiver. It could still be a successful offense. Or do you think he really believes he needs a number one wide receiver?
I think he probably thinks they need a number one wide receiver. Or can I say wants a number one wide receiver? Like, there are other ways to win. They just saw the Chiefs win a Super Bowl without, like, a true bona fide number one wide receiver. But he also just had Stephon Diggs for 4 years and knows exactly how valuable that
Agreed.
Is. So, yeah, I might just, if I could just change the language a little bit, I might say he wants one without saying he feels like he absolutely needs one, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you there. He says that. I think he's just not giving away leverage. He doesn't want a team go, dude, you have no number one wide receiver on your team. And he's going to be like, I don't need one. I have Josh Allen. That's his counter, right? He just told the world that. I think that's what this is. That's him saying to the rest of the league, don't try and force me into something I don't want to do because guess what? I have Josh Allen. I don't have to. But of course, because Joe, he said himself just a few years ago, I got to get this kid a number one wide receiver, basically. Now, granted, that was also at a time where Josh was in a different part of his career. I understand that. How many times have we talked about Brady and Rodgers and the way Mahomes, right? You just brought it up. These franchise quarterbacks don't have to have one. But he said to open this press conference, he was asked a question about wide receiver, number one. He said, we don't have someone who fills the number one role. That's what he said. I still think they feel they have to get one somehow.
Who do you know who we'll hear from next or not yet?
Sean McDermott in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. We'll see how that goes, but that's the plan here. And then Josh Allen is scheduled sometime in the, well, it says 12:30, but a lot of times that's fluid based on the workouts they're doing and things like that. So we'll hear from them, and then, you know, we'll have all of that available for everybody to listen online, of course.
All right, we'll take a timeout here. We will come back. We'll wrap things up on the Extra Point Show. Of course, Sabres locker room cleanout day continues. That's going on right now. Dylan Cousins and Bo Byram have both spoken. Byram actually maybe is right now. Both have said they're going to play for Canada at the Worlds, and we'll get you more throughout the day. And of course, Sabres Live as well on what some of the Sabres players are having to say down at KeyBank Center. Stay tuned. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show rolls along. We'll wrap things up after this time out here in WGR.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.